Good morning. What a gorgeous day we have here in the villages and the surrounding area, and also in Central Florida. We are blessed, thoroughly blessed, to be here today. There are many parts here in Florida and the Carolinas that are not worshiping or having in-person worship at their church today due to the hurricane. They're too damaged. Or if they are having worship, they're doing it outside or they're doing it over Zoom. This part of Central Florida was thoroughly blessed this past week. And we have so much to be grateful for. And I hope you will kneel and give thanks to God as often as possible. I know this past week I gave thanks many times to God for our safety and for the conveniences that we have. It's not easy to step out in faith, especially when it's risky, especially when it's uncertain, or during a hurricane. There are times when we are challenged to live into our faith, but we hold back and we say to ourselves, let someone else do that. Let someone else get involved. Don't put me in that situation. It might take too much of my time, and I don't want to do that. I believe that Jesus was encouraging the disciples to take little steps of faith instead of huge leaps. During Hurricane Ian, many people reached out to others in faith to help keep them safe, to help save their lives, and certainly to do better. They gave food. They helped to rescue. They helped remove boards from their windows. And what's so interesting about hurricane, if you've ever experienced one of these on a long-term basis, this will need lots of faith for weeks and months and maybe years to come. It's a lot of work to reach out in faith after a hurricane. Nevertheless, those little steps can have tremendous impact in the community. They reassure others that there is hope, that things will get better one step at a time and in the days ahead. Since we live in a culture that encourages success and greatness, small acts of faith and kindness usually go unnoticed. It's easy to get discouraged because of what does seem inconsequential or not important, that our acts of kindness in ministry really don't matter, but they do. Acts of faith matter very much. It's a witness. It's an outward and visible sign that the grace of God is alive in you, alive here at St. George and in this community. The disciples believed they needed something more, though. They may need more instructions, perhaps more power or more spirituality. Maybe they could use a good shot of faith. What Jesus gave them was a parable. He gave them and all of us many parables, things that we can contemplate on, things that apply to different situations in our lives, and things that we can think about. A simple story today we have about the faith of mustard seed. The hearers of the parable of the mustard seed knew something that we may not know. The mustard plant is a weed that grows like a bush and spreads. Jesus is telling us that the kingdom of God here on earth, starts out small like a mustard seed. It may start as a small idea or a small action and grows into a tree that shelters and nurtures life around it. When the small mustard seed starts to grow, it has an advantage because it can grow in and around the landscape, sheltering those beneath it and giving a place to perch for those above it. This too is how the gospel is spread in the neighborhoods and to our friends, where churches discern which ministry to unfurl in their own area. A little grace here, a little love there, and suddenly the place is alive. It's alive with energy, and it's vibrant. It's alive with energy and vibrant with people who are rooted in gratitude and love. This past week, I don't know about you, but I have been rooted in gratitude. Gratitude to God, gratitude to the Holy Spirit, so vibrantly being with us. Sometimes the littlest amount of effort reach huge rewards. I don't believe that Jesus was thinking in terms of wealth, power, or success. I believe he was encouraging the faith community to invest themselves in helping others, planting seeds of hope, love, and peace. The kingdom of heaven becomes real to us here on earth, when we plant tiny seeds of love, forgiveness, and reconciliation. That makes a difference in the lives of others. Heaven is experienced here on earth when we are changed, when we are able to see things with our hearts and faith, when we look at the world through the lenses of our faith, and we're able to see God at work all around us. At that point, heaven is experienced here on earth. Heaven is real here on earth. And we experience the joy of watching our little acts of faith make a difference. Heaven is real here on earth when we are totally committed and willing to make a sacrifice, which ultimately brings us great joy and great joy to others. As Paul said, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Heaven might not look what we think it should look like, but God knows better. We are called to trust. We are called to have the faith of a mustard seed. We are called to be transformed. And God uses what God thinks is unusable. God sees in others what others cannot see. It begins with faith. We really need faith as small as a mustard seed to make the whole creation new, to give new life to our own lives, to put a smile on the face of friends and strangers alike, to plant seeds of God's love throughout the neighborhood in which God has made his home. We have been blessed this week, and we are called to be rooted in gratitude, rooted in love, rooted in humbleness, rooted in graciousness, because we know that God is with us. After you receive the body and blood of Christ today, and you go back to your pew, take some time to pray to God. Take time to give thanks to God. Give time for adoration to our Lord, because we are blessed here in this area. We are blessed here at St. George. And for that, we always need to give thanks. Amen.